Haunting Violet by Alexandra Harvey. Read by Emma Burnett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue, 1865. I was 9 years old when my mother decided it was time that I took part in the family business. I was pretty enough now, she said, that I might be of use. I'd grown into my ears and my long neck and might be clever enough to handle myself. Besides which, she claimed, she had no other option. So, that December, full of Christmas cheer and mulled wine, she'd changed her mind. It wasn't until later that I'd realised it wasn't Christmas cheer that had prompted her, but desperation. Still, she'd promised me a visit to an actual bookshop, where I might even be able to purchase my very own book, if I did well. Until then, I had read only discarded magazines or books tossed out into the alleys behind shops and fined houses because of unsightly stains or damp or smoke damage. I wasn't entirely sure what was happening, only that it was vitally important. Even Colin, who was just 2 years older than me, but fancied himself more mature, now looked grim. He'd come with his mother from Ireland, and had been orphaned, and survived as a crossing boy, sweeping the street clean for the gentry when my mother had found him. She brought him home a month earlier to live with us, also contingent on how well we did that night. Crossing boys who were growing tall enough and strong enough to muscle the fine folk of Mayfair didn't get many tips. Not to mention that he was a fair hand at pickpocketing and had to change corners every day so he wouldn't get...